estate. What's up, YouTube? What's going on, YouTube? Today we're talking about real estate flipping, and I'm talking about how to create systems, create books, create a guide, create leverage for your business, because your business is a business system, right? If you understand the four quadrants, right, the four quadrants of Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad Poor Dad, you understand that there's the business quadrant, there's the investment quadrant, and the wealth building comes from the business and the investment quadrant. There's the employee quadrant, there's the self-employed, single person business quadrant. Essentially, you want to pay attention to the business and the investment quadrant. And you can still, in this time and age, in this technology age, you can be a single person, by the way, and still run a successful business system. At some point, still 2017, you're going to need some help, okay? But it starts from how you employ technology. So I have this viewer email that came in today, and this person essentially is struggling with hiring people and having people help building a team and things like that. So if you understand leverage at any level in the business game, all right, in running businesses, if you understand that, then you understand that you have to build a team, okay? If you understand leverage, essentially, leverage is having more hours than 24 hours will allow you in a day, and being able to make money from that, and being able to build a business from that. So, if you're in real estate wholesaling, you're flipping houses, you're a network marketer, you're an internet marketer, any type of business. At the end of the day, if you want to make money at the maximum level, and you want to maximize your income potential, you want to maximize your revenue, you're going to have to understand the concept of leverage as with regards with respect to time. Okay, with respect to time. So with that being said, I have a quote here that I want to read to you. It's from my book. So what you want to do is you want to make sure you go to my website, myempirepro.com. You want to go there and you can download that book for free. I highly recommend this book because, again, the fundamentals of everything I share with you on this channel is in the book. And if you don't understand the fundamentals, if you handpick or you nitpick all over the place, you will fail, okay? But if you understand the concept and you soak it in and understand it, and then in addition to these videos, it will help you tremendously in your business, okay? So the quote goes, "A lot of pieces in your real estate flipping business can become redundant." What does redundant mean? Redundant means something that's not useful, but it kind of repeats itself over and over, and it ends up taking up space in your business. It ends up occupying all over the place. At the end of the day, you have limited resources. I mean, you can think of your business as you have unlimited resources once you understand leverage. Only once you understand leverage. If you don't understand leverage, you cannot really think of your business as unlimited resources, because you're only one person, you only have 24 hours in a day, and you have limited resources once you think outside of leverage, okay? So redundant is essentially you have all these different patches of your business that's not useful, that's not really producing, that's not relating to productivity or massive performance in your business, but they occupy they're all over the place, okay? And again, resources, energy, all those things are limited, and you want to make sure that you're maximizing the use of your time, especially. Your time is very, very important. So time, energy, resources, those things are limited, especially when you do not understand leverage, okay? So a lot of pieces in your real estate flipping business can become redundant. Discover the solution to this massive virus in your business. So here's a quote here: create a user guide and or a system that does the motivation work for you. Plug your team in on it. So this conversation started from, a lot of people tell you you're in the business of motivation, motivating people. And I'm here to tell you that no, you're not in the business of motivating people any longer, okay? Inspiration It's inspiration is a big part of what we do as business owners, as entrepreneurs. Yes, inspiration is a big part of what we do, but essentially you don't want to be you don't want to get into the business of using your time to inspire people. Okay, there are other ways to inspire people. People can watch what you do, they can see how you're running your business, they can be inspired by that. Okay, so essentially you want to take advantage of what's already at your disposal without using your time, because the time is limited, energy is limited, resources. You want to maximize the efficiency in using time, energy, and resources in your business, okay? By the way, if you have comments, if you have questions with regards to these topics, please comment below, ask below. I would like to address them if you want. By then, even if I'm done with the live session, I always come back to get around to it, okay? So you want to create a user guide, a system that does the motivation work for you, plug your team in on it, okay? Like I was saying earlier, you can sit down with one person and be trying to inspire them, okay, or focus your energy on arguing with people. Something I'm really, really learning, and it's a struggling battle for me. It's a big battle for me, and that's to not argue, okay, not to engage in arguments. If I have something to say and I really feel like it's part of my philosophy, instead of engaging in argument with one-on-one with people, wasting my time, because again, my time is everything, I can just dump it here as a topic on my YouTube channel, and that video can serve multiple people over and over again. And you're going to see more of that in what I share with you here today. Some of you are building a team. Some of you are trying to build a real estate business. Some of you are trying to wholesale, right? But yet, you're thinking it's a one-man business. No, it's not, okay? You have to build a business system around this, and it starts from how you use your time. The whole idea behind building, I'm looking at Facebook, I'm looking at YouTube, I'm just trying to talk to everybody at the same time, right? The whole idea here is to make sure that you're making the best use of your time, okay? That's the whole idea behind business. So in the business quadrant, in Robert Kiyosaki's 4 quadrant, right? You have the business systems. The business system is so you can leverage time and have time working for you, have your money working for you, have all these things working for you. So money is coming in even while you're sleeping, even while you're not physically involved in the work, right? That's the whole idea behind all of this, okay? That's the whole idea of leverage, okay? So when I'm telling you create systems, there's no way around it if you plan to maximize your revenue, okay? There's no way around it. Let me go back to the quote real quick, okay? So yeah, business, we're talking about business. So business quadrant, you create business systems. Businesses can include human beings, just not necessarily you by yourself, but human beings in a well-leveraged, tight together system, right? And then investor, you have the investor quadrant, the investing quadrant, where you pretty much have your money working for you. You've worked very hard and you make some money, which is one of the first, is the number one thing you must master how to do. You need to learn how to make money. If you can make money, then you have money coming in, okay? Let me make sure that talking to everybody here. All right, so you have all this money coming in, right? And you want to pretty much eventually that money, you have a cap, you hit a cap because you're only working 8 hours a day, right? That's all you can do. Okay, let's say you're superhuman, you can work 16 hours a day, you're a medical doctor, right? You're 20 hours, but that's still a cap, okay? And there's only so much of that you can do because you're human, and then you're limited by how much you can produce if all you depend on is selling your hours per day, right? So let me go back here. So again, investor, as an investor, you have your money working for you. Business, you build, in a business, you build systems that work for you even while you're sleeping. While you're sleeping, you have 10 people working for you or working with you in a partnership. It could be that as well, right? But now you have 10 times 10 hours per day that you can make money from per day, and that's called leverage, okay? So you create a user guide or a system that does the motivation work for you, plug your team in on that, okay? It's culture, okay? Let's talk about culture for a second. If you have, you're one person, you even as a human being, you have to create habits. You have to create winning habits in your life, in your business. You have to do that, because if you do not do that, you will fail, okay? Because if you assume you're a super macho human and then you can just change your habit, you're going to fail. You have a human brain in your head. I say that all the time. If you're going to create a business that you're going to win at, you have to create new habits. So now habits, when you talk about habits, when you take habits into another realm, when you start building a team, now you got to create culture. The culture become habits in your team members. Does that make sense? So now to do that, you got to write them down. They have to be documented somewhere. That's one of the first key I want to tell you. You have to document that somewhere, because if you don't document that somewhere, tomorrow is a different day. You can feel a little bit differently, right? And then if you feel differently, then you have to, then you find yourself creating a new culture tomorrow. And then tomorrow's culture is right. It's not a matter of right and wrong, but now you're all over the place. You have a situation where people are all over the place and you're not creating consistency. And one of the keys to success is consistency. Consistency on the same thing over and over. That's why computers produce so much, because it's the same activities inside of the computer that's pretty much outputting me talking to you right now. Systems can be boring, I say that all the time, but they produce, and they're gonna produce more than a lot more than you. Let me give you another example of what I'm saying right now. Creativity, right? Creative people are some of the most brokest people in the world. I don't know if my grammar is correct or not. I don't care, right? The bottom line is that the most creative people in the world, the most creative people are not always Jay-Z. They're not always Drake, right? Most of them are artists that are broke and they don't have money. Why? Because it's not about how creative you are, because number one, that's subjective. Okay, what you see in your artwork is not what I see. It's not what the second person sees, right? Yes, sometimes once in a while we have a Jay-Z, we have a Michael Jackson come around, and a whole chunk of the population agrees that yes, this is entertaining us, right? But at the end of the day, it's hard work, and most artists are broke for that reason, because there's no, it's not a system, it's not a repetitive work. So as much as we like to say, yes, we want you to be creative, but we also want to have a system that has consistency inbuilt into it. And that's the idea of building a business system, okay? So I want you to note that, okay? So this is part of, I'm still reading the quote from my book. If you want the book, you simply want to go through, you want to go to myempirepro.com. Right there at the first page, you can download my book from there. You can also register for a free webinar class there too that can change your business. If they're supposed to be on your team, so I said plug your team in on it, right? If they're supposed to be on your team, your user guide and system will wake them up to the reality of your team being a real business. So again, remember I was talking about inspiration and motivation, right? There are going to be people that will come into your business and you'll be like, oh, I got to spend more time with them. Let me help him. Maybe if I spend more time with him, he can wake up and can finally start producing. No, they won't, okay? If, by the way, again, that's you thinking that, that's called illusion of action, okay? That's called illusion of action, and you don't want to be engaged in that in your business. Illusion of action will kill your business, okay? You need to create system. You need to trust the system. More importantly, inside of the system is the consistency that will drive home. Let me tell you my story a little bit, okay? I'm a victim of thinking I can get creative and then change things, and then I change things every other day. Before you know it, I'm not really producing. I am a victim of that. So you can learn from me. You don't have to make the same mistakes that I've made, right? You need to create a system, you need to stick with it, and you need to go all the way through. That's why you see me dropping videos every day. That's why you see me doing this live videos, because it produces, okay? But in the beginning, it doesn't seem like it produces, okay? It doesn't seem like it produces. So I like to do things like this as an example, because you can watch me and you can see me do these things exactly the way I'm telling you. But if I do one video and I don't show up for the next 2 weeks, and then I wonder, well, why is video working for these other people and it's not working for me? Because it's lacking consistency. Sometimes you have to hear things over and over and over before it drives home. Yes, for a certain sector of the market, they hear you over and over, they get tired, they remove. You know what? From my quote in this book right here, let's say for your team members, right? You create a video and it doesn't drive home, then they don't belong there. That's why they're not supposed to be there. That's why it's not motivating them. Let's go back to the quote here. If they're supposed to be in your team, your user guide and or system will wake them up to the reality of your team being a real business. What are we talking about here today? I'm talking about real estate flipping. I'm talking about network marketing. I'm talking about internet marketing, any type of business. I'm talking about any of those people. If you're not building a team, you're not maximizing your revenue. You need to build a team. And you may say, hey, but I just started. How can I build a team? Well, you need partners, okay? You need leveraging other people's resources. That's part of the game of building a business system. If you try to do things by yourself, especially in this time and age, you're going to fail. You need to incorporate mastermind. You need to have a mastermind of people going in the same direction. And in efforts to do that, you're going to end up with the wrong people, and you must not quit, okay? You must keep going until you find the right people that you want to leverage your time, leverage their time. You want to have them leverage your expertise, and you just, your job is simply learn something new, right? Learn something new and share it and continue to share it and create a system around it. And yes, you can tweak your system, but when you create a system, make sure you recognize that it's a system, okay? So it goes, it will motivate them. This will make them wake up to the reality. So the system will make them wake up at some point. You will have the right people. Okay, at some point, your system will extract the studs from the duds, okay? Most people that will engage with your business at some point, either as a customer, as a client, or as a partner, most people, we be duds, okay? And I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. They just don't belong there, okay? The studs, you only need one or two or three, no more than five that you need in your business to take your business to $1 million. You don't need more, no more than five studs. I want you to take that, and I want you to take that to the bank. You need maybe five at most studs, people that will be on your mastermind, that work closely with you on your frontline team membership, right? Those are the people you need to take your business to the top. If you focus on having a long front line, you will fail. But here's the key, okay? In order to find those five studs, you have to go through 500 duds. Does that make sense? That's just the way it works. It's a numbers game, okay? It's a numbers game. So again, we're talking about real estate flipping, right? Primarily. Yes, there are two types of people you'll be dealing with. You're dealing with motivated sellers, but you're also dealing with building a team of people that will bring motivated sellers into your organization, okay? You start by yourself first, and the system you create to find your motivated sellers, of course, you have to master how to find motivated sellers yourself. The system you create, you want to share that with five partners. To find your five partners, it may take you going through 25 people, 50 people, 100 people. You're building a team. Why would you want to build a team? Because two is better than one, and three is even better than two. Okay? And you're going to leverage, you're going to tap into each other's currents, you're going to tap into each other's resources, and then you're going to be able to build something stronger together. To find those two, three, five studs, you may have to go through 25, 100, 500 duds. That's all you can go through roughs, okay? It's like finding the diamonds in the roughs. It's a numbers game. It's the way it works, okay? So here we go. So my point in all of this is that you don't want to sit down with one person and be trying to motivate them in person. As you master the skill set, record videos that explain what you do, okay? Record videos that explain what you do and document in PDF or on a report, on a blog post, exactly how you do it step by step, and then just hand that to the people that are coming into your team. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be perfect. As long as it's a step-by-step something that somebody can follow, right? And you can go back there and tweak it all the time and say, from time to time, not all the time, from time to time, you can tweak it and say, hey, I just added another step. Oh, I just took a step out to optimize. It doesn't matter. As long as it's a system, and as you update people, it's the same thing you do if you add employees. It's the same thing you would do. You give them a guide. You will give them something they can follow. That's why we call it systems, okay? So you want to create systems. You want to create a guide. It could be a book. That's why the book that I'm telling you right now, make sure you go there and you download it. It's at myempirepro.com. It's the fundamentals of my philosophy on how to run a business. Not because it's coming out of my ass. It's because I've done it, okay? I've done it. I've made mistakes. I explained the mistakes I've made, how it affected me, how I came back up from it, and how I'm leveraging other people's resources. Leverage it. Leverage is a big part of what we do when it comes to building empires, okay? So the quote continues, you do not have time for babysitting henceforth, okay? Babysitting is something you want to completely avoid in your business and you want to have zero empathy for anybody who asks you to babysit. And you have to be cold with this, okay? I want you to pour all your energy into leverage. You're going to serve a lot more people when you pour all your energy into leverage. You're going to serve a lot more people. And the people that make the most money or create the most revenue in life and in business and in your life, any type of lifestyle, are the people that serve the most people. So you cannot serve the most people when you focus on one person, okay? When you focus on serving one person with 100 minutes, you cannot serve more people than the person that focus or create systems that can serve 100 people in 1 minute. Does that make sense? You focus, you spend all your time with one person. You spend 100 minutes with that one person versus creating a system that can serve 100 people in 1 minute. Which one do you think is going to win? This is not about being fair or not. It's absolutely fair that the person that served the most people will win. And that's something you need to pay attention to here. That's why if you create a system that you can close multiple deals in a month, or you can close deals without you necessarily being at the closing table, if you create systems like that, you will always win. If you create a system where you're able to educate more people and bring more people into the business, educate more people, right? Even though you know, because the numbers work the way the numbers work, you know that most people will not, you know, like prophets has no honor in his own village, right? You know that most people that go through your material will not take it serious. It's a given. We know that already. That's the more reason why you cannot waste time with people, because you never know, they could show enthusiasm in the beginning or excitement in the beginning, and they could still disappear on the second day. Their spirits could be dead on the second day. The excitement could be gone for reasons beyond your control. Doesn't mean they're bad people. It's just the way people operate. It just means, what that means is that it's beyond your control. The only thing in your power, the only thing in your control is when you create systems, right, to serve more people. Okay, this is not even about you being selfish, okay? It's about maximizing productivity. It's about maximizing performance. You need to create systems that serve more people. I cannot stress that enough, right? So when you know better, then you can use books and systems to motivate your team. When you know better that you can use books and systems to motivate your team while you are not there physically, your time becomes worth more than money itself all of a sudden, okay? Many of you sell time, okay? And your idea of bringing more money in is to sell more time. It's a good stepping stone when you sell time, okay? I sell time too. Okay, and I've sold my time as much as $5,000 an hour before with my $15,000 program. Right now, my time is about, let me do the math real quick. My time is about $1,000 an hour. There are other services that I sell for $40 an hour. It depends on what we're talking about. It depends on what my end goal is, right? But many of you have the idea that the way you're going to increase income is by selling more time. You can increase your front-end cash flow, but you cannot increase wealth by selling more time. It's just not going to happen. You can only do that in the third and the fourth quadrant, the B quadrant and the investing quadrant. When you have money work for you, or you have other people's resources work for you in the B quadrant, that's the only way you can multiply, okay? Because again, you create income, you multiply the income, okay? You multiply, you add exponential and compounding effect to your money. That's how you build wealth. You cannot build wealth all on your own. It's just not going to happen. Why? Because it's just not going to happen, okay? So your time becomes worth more than money itself all of a sudden. It's called leverage. That's the end of the quote. That's just a quote that I pulled out of the book. If you want the book, all you have to do is just go to myempirepro.com and download it for free from there. That's it. Absolutely free. And of course, I'm going to assume that you will not, because I said it's free, you're not going to think there's value in it. The reason why I'm giving it is because it's free, okay? This is actually free information that I've curated nicely with my philosophy into a book for you. It's 213 pages. And go ahead and download it and take advantage of the information. Don't worry about the grammar. Don't worry about how it's arranged. Just go there and take all the meat and leave the bones alone, okay? It's called The Empire Lifestyle Secret. It's 200 plus pages, and that will help your business now, okay? So there's this question that came in from a viewer. The question goes, hey, coach, I had to fire the dude that was assisting me, so I met with another guy. I knew it might be the, see, it's typos, because this seems to have some experience with the business. Okay, I knew it might be good because it seems to have experience with the business. He just kind of lost everything in bankruptcy recently. See, let me go and tell you right now. He's saying that this person he just is meeting with, it seems like he's gonna be a sharp person. And I know you're gonna be a sharp person. You seem to be a sharp person. I would like you to be in my business. You wanna be careful with coming to the table with that kind of mindset when you're dealing with the person, you're about to hire a person, or you're about to recruit a partner, or you're about to bring a new client on. You want to maintain a center, okay? You want to maintain a certain type of center. You want to be excited, but you don't want to be overly excited. You want to maintain some kind of balance where you don't come off needy, right? Because if you come off needy, they can feel on it, and then you look like you don't have any value, okay? So you want to be careful with leading with that. I know probably you're just saying that's what you see, but make sure you're not shooting that energy, or you're projecting your own anticipation on them. And plus, anybody you meet, you must treat them all equally. Everybody must be treated equally, because you just never know who's going to be that A-type personality that will end up in your team. You never know. So treat everybody equally. Okay, by the way, click like on this video if you're on YouTube, on Facebook, anywhere you are. Help me click like, okay? Because I will be doing this every day, and you don't want to miss out on the notifications. Okay. All right, so you want to treat everybody equally, okay? When you do that, you bring your skill to the table. Your skills is pretty much more at work than worrying about if the person is a dud or a stud. If they're a stud, they will figure it out, okay? You will find that out after the fact. If they show up front, show, embrace it. If they say, because you're gonna find a lot of people come to you and say, "Oh yeah, I'm a killer. I can do this. Oh yeah, I'm gonna be the best person on your team," right? You're gonna find people like that if you're going through enough numbers of people, which you should be going through numbers. Okay. If you don't know how to go through numbers, you need to learn marketing. That's the more reason we need to download that book, because there's heavy marketing message and training inside of the book. Okay. You need to go through numbers, because if you go through numbers, then everybody, you treat everybody equally. You don't say, "Hey, this guy seems like a stud. I'm going to spend the next 60 minutes with him to make sure I recruit him as a partner," or to make sure, "Oh yeah, this guy seems as motivated, and I'm going to spend the next 60 minutes with him to make sure he becomes a client." If you have a system in place, all of a sudden it doesn't matter. Okay. If you have a system, a step-by-step protocol that you follow every time you meet a motivated seller, a protocol to pre-qualify people, it wouldn't matter. That's why you need to create systems, because when you create system, it's called leverage. It saves you time, it saves you resources, it saves you energy, and it makes sure that none of those things are operating in a redundant way in your business system as a whole. Does that make sense? All right, so let's go back here. All right, so he says he knows, I do, because the guy seems to have some experience. It doesn't matter, okay? Experience is just a pre-qualification tool. Don't lead with that. Treat everybody equal. He just kind of lost everything in bankruptcy recently, but I noticed that it's hard to schedule time to cover the training I have to go through with him. Okay, you see what I'm saying? This person is already showing you weakness, okay? And again, if they're showing weakness, it wouldn't matter, because there will be a system they're following through, and you're dealing with multiple people that you're trying to recruit or get as a client or bring into the business. Whatever it is, you're treating everybody equal, plus you don't have time to waste on one person, on to the next. Okay, there's a saying from traditional network marketing that they used to say, let me see if I remember, something, something, something next, right? Just pretty much being able to get to the quit, just not quit, but get to the next as soon as you can. You say yes to everybody until you have to say next. You're really never saying no, you just say next. If they're saying no to themselves, you're saying next. You're moving on to the next as soon as you can, because time is worth more than money for you. All of a sudden, just by simply listening to this video, or by simply being here hanging out with me live, or watching rebroadcast later, it's money, okay? It's worth a lot more than money, especially energy. Energy is like, we're talking about Bitcoins these days. We have the Bitcoin Fridays, whatever, right? And energy is something that's neither created nor destroyed, okay? The law of thermodynamics, right? The law of conservation of energy. Energy, you know how they say Bitcoin is a store of value, right? Energy is a store of value, kind of, but you know what I mean? It's never created nor destroyed. It's the same amount. It just converts from one form to the other, it converts from one form to the other, just like matter, right? So in the same token, it doesn't matter. You just on to the next, because you know that if you don't use your time wisely, it's to dissipate. It doesn't disappear or vanish. It goes to somebody else, okay? But for you, it's gone. That time is gone. It's a limited amount of it for you, right? So you have to manage it wisely. All right, so it goes, but I know this is hard to schedule time to cover training. It's already hard, which is why you must create videos, video training. Give them tutorial video, and then once you tell them to go through the video and then get on the phone with you. You tell them to get on the phone with you. You set a time for them to get on the phone with you. And if they miss that schedule, Now they have to schedule another time with you, but you need to communicate to them that your time is just that valuable with the way you act, okay? So if you're chasing them around, if you're chasing somebody around with video tutorials that they need to cover because you're about to hire them, they're not going to value you, because you're telling them, you're training them that your time is not valuable. So if they act accordingly to that, or they act consistent with that, don't blame them, okay? So again, treat everybody equal, have a system in place, record video tutorials, record video step-by-step of the guide on how they're going to become your assistant, whatever you're hiring them for, or a partner, have something that they can go through, and just be there to answer questions at designated time, okay? This is all part of the system. This is all part of leverage, because again, leverage is a battle against time, okay, essentially. All right, so let's go here. I'm going to continue the question here. But I know this is hard. Okay, he also said in a text to not that he can only work 2 days a week. You know, again, it's about how you communicate, how you bring yourself. This was last Thursday, and today he's all over my text with an ultimatum for the training session within 24 hours. So he's asking for a training session because you promised him a training session. Well, in the first place, you should not be promising anybody that hasn't proven to you that they deserve your time. You should not be giving them no training session, okay? They either show that with work ethics over time, maybe you have a relationship equity with them over time, or they're actually paying for it. If they're paying for your time, of course, if you pay for my time, I spend 1 hour, 2 hours with you, if you pay for the time, right? But if you haven't paid for that, the only thing that can replace that is some kind of relationship, which means I trust you to a certain level that you're going to show up, or unless there's some kind of emergency. If you're dealing with people brand new and it's a numbers game, put them through a video tutorial and only deal with the people, and put a number of people through it and only deal with the people that get back to you. So when you put a number through it, you already understand it's only a percentage, a certain percentage that will get back to you. And it's just the way it is. Just like this video, a couple of hundreds of people will watch this video over time, maybe thousands, but only a few people will I ever work with. And I'm fine with that. And that's profitable for me. And if all I can do is say one sentence here and it serves you, that's good enough for me as well too. Okay, and that's the way you should set up your business too. All right, so he goes, training this person you're bringing into your business, either as a client, which means you're about to serve them, they're giving you ultimatum, it's just not done. That's not valuing your time, okay? He now wants to meet me for tomorrow. Absolutely not, okay? And I've done that before. I met people at Starbucks before. I met people before. And I've met people at restaurants before, because they've worked with me. And I end up just saying, hey, let's meet up and just eat up together, because we have that kind of relationship. But random people that are coming into your life for the first time because they show something on a resume, you don't waste your time with those kind of people. They have to jump through some type of hoops before you waste your time with people. It's very, very important that you do that, okay? So he said, I have not responded. I can't deal with this. It all seems wrong. It's absolutely wrong. And it's not that person that's wrong. It's you. It's the way you're set up right now. And it's okay. You're learning, right? I'm talking about the person that sent this video in, but hopefully you can relate, right? If you're bringing in a new motivated seller, or you're bringing in, it doesn't matter, anybody that's coming into your business, you want to show them all kind of respect, but you want to make sure that they deserve it, okay? You want to make sure, I mean, you're not, like, for example, if you're dealing with a client, you can show up and pre-qualify them. It could be your pre-qualification questions that will lead to them deserving the time, but you want to make sure these are people that are absolute yes people and not people that are on the fence. If people are on the fence, put them through a tutorial. Send them more material. Have the autoresponder send them materials to them. I have a video that I did on this. you want to Google it, you can Google my name, Ola Talks Abi Token, the three C's, the create, capture, convert, right? You want to put people through a scenario instead of you wasting time and trying to beg them on the phone or coming off as you're begging them on the phone or insinuating about begging them in any way. If it looks remotely anywhere like you're begging them, it devalues you instantly, right? And talk to people on YouTube a little bit too. It devalues you instantly, devalues everything you bring to the table, and they're going to act consistent, okay, with that, okay? And eventually you may even lose them, or you may sign them up temporarily, they'll disappear, all right? It could be as a partner or anything, any of those things, they'll disappear eventually, and that's not helpful for you. That's not the best use of your time, okay? So instead, I'd rather put people through videos, tutorials, and pre-qualify people that way. Not everybody that reads my book would need more service from me, and that should be perfectly fine. But the idea is for to save me time, okay, and to serve more simultaneously. I'm serving more people simultaneously, but I'm saving myself time because my time is literally all I've got. That's all I got, because as a dissipator, it just disappears into somebody else's hand, right? But the best way I can use my time is to make sure that I apply leverage at all points, okay? So he says, I have not responded. I can't deal with this. It all seems wrong. What am I doing wrong? Could this be a good candidate? So that's the ultimate question there, right? Could this be a good candidate? It doesn't matter, okay? It doesn't matter if there's a good candidate or not. It just simply doesn't matter, okay? They need to prove that. You don't have to find out. You don't have to be a psychic person. You don't have to visit a prophet to find out if this is a good. You don't have to ask me. I don't know if there's a good candidate or not. It doesn't matter to you. Your system will find out. Once you set up a system to pre-qualify people, again, systems can be a book, can be pre-qualification questions. Questions, if you answer three, you could set up three or four questions. You say, if he answers all yes to this answer, call me at this number. If you have a no in this answer, don't bother calling me. And when they call you, you can simply get on the phone and say, hey, I'm gonna ask you the three questions that I asked you on the document that you went through, on the PDF that you went through. And if they're still saying, oh yeah, it was a no, but I'm not sure, if you feel like you have enough time and they're on the fence, right, you could try to get them to a yes. But ultimately, you wanna be a yes master here. Okay, there's a gentleman who teaches real estate agents he has a program called the Yes Masters, right? But essentially, you want to be the Yes Master in this situation. You want them to be yes, yes all the way. If they're not, don't waste your time. Don't waste their time. Move on, okay? Move on faster to the next person, okay? You want to say next as soon as possible. You're not saying no. You're saying next until they're a yes. You want to say next and yeses. Yes, 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 next, next. You want to say yes, next, next, yes, next. And that no could be a yes in the future. It's a no to themselves, really, because it doesn't matter to you. You got a pipeline. That's the whole idea. You may want to Google Ola Talks Abi Token, the pipeline, okay? And that's another video that I did on pipeline. If you have a pipeline, right, it doesn't matter, okay, if it's a good candidate or not. If it's a good candidate, they will filter themselves through the cracks the right way. They will end up being your best partner. They will figure out what you're doing. You don't have to answer stupid questions. And yes, sometimes there are stupid questions, okay? Stupid questions are things that you can literally Google, but you decide to chase your leader around. You decide to chase a guru around to give you the answer. And if they don't give you the answer, you don't feel comfortable moving forward. Those are stupid questions in the day of Google, because you can literally Google anything. Okay, it's called being a self-starter. It's called being the person who can initiate movement. And you can move with or without a leader, because guess what? You are the leader. No one else is the leader. And guess who I'm looking for in my team ever? Guess who you should be looking for in your team? Guess the kind of people you must have in your system as people. These are leaders only, okay? You only work with leaders because it's the way systems work. You need things that will self-motivate and self-work without you being there in person, because that's the idea of leverage, okay? So again, we're talking about creating systems. And I read the quote to you earlier. This quote is from my book. You want to get the book, go to myempirepro.com. That's where you want to download the book from, myempirepro.com. The name of the book is Empire Lifestyle Secrets. You'll read the fundamentals of how this is applicable to any type of business. Yes, I attract mostly real estate wholesalers here because that's my background. But any type of business, you need leverage, you need systems, you need to build a team, okay? Because you cannot be everywhere at the same time unless you apply leverage, okay? You cannot be omni science, omni whatever it is. You can't be everywhere unless you master leverage. Once you master leverage, you can literally be anywhere at any time, at any point in time. Let me give you an example. You're watching this video, you could be watching me live right now, but there's a ton of more other people that will watch me long after I recorded this live. How cool is that? And those people can be served by getting one nugget or two, and they can apply that in their business, that can change their lifestyle, that can change their business, and they can say, hey, yeah, that guy said that one, and it makes so much sense. I can't be everywhere all the time unless I apply leverage, team building, business system, create system. Systems does not necessarily mean it has to be a computer involved. It just means something you set up that another human being can look at and follow that same step, right? It's called leverage. Another human being, that's how you create duplication, okay? I think duplication is BS, but I also think you can reverse engineer duplication as much as possible into your business, and you gotta have duplication, okay? It's the same process repeating itself over and over again, produces the best performances ever because of the effect of consistency in that. Consistency is everything. And if for you to be consistent, you need commitment, right? Well, the easiest things in life to get them to commit are computer systems and systems in general. Human beings, for as human beings, it's very hard for us to be consistent. If I start to say one word right now and I say go, 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 go. If you measure that go, 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 each one of them, scientifically speaking, it would be all the different, it'd be different volume, different kind of frequencies, and on each one of them, they're all unique. Each one of those goals are unique because we're human beings. We cannot be consistent. So the only way to apply consistency into your business, which is the only key to success, right, is to create systems. You create systems, and systems will turn out to be leverage, and it will save you time, and it will reserve, it will preserve energy, time, money, right? But more importantly, time, right? Resources in general, to preserve it in your business so you can maximize the full output in your business. If you do that, you win the game of business, you win the game of lifestyle, you win the game of life in general, because you have a lot more to give, okay? Because the idea of all of this is giving. You're giving value, you're giving value. The more value you bring into the world, the more money you're going to make, the easier your life is going to be, the more happier you're going to be, the more joyful you're going to be, because you're going to be giving. And you know what? When you give to people, people will remind you with their like buttons, with their comments, depending on what kind of brand, what you bring to the table. But if you're serving people, they will know, they follow, they look forward to the next one. And if you do that, that's fulfilling beyond the money. Forget about the money for a second. That's fulfilling, where you have people start telling you like, yes, I watched the video. Yes, I was your partner. I started with you. Oh, yes, you helped me save my home, right? It could be a client too. So don't waste people's time. If they're not supposed to be your client, don't waste their time. Create a system to filter them quick through the cracks. Let them go their own way. You go your own way, and you save your time. You save your energy so you can move on to the next thing faster, right? So that's what I have for you on today. I'm going to be here. It's called the Empire Hour, okay? It's the Empire Hour. Like my page, okay? The original page, Ola Talks Abitoko on Facebook. I just created it. He has, last time I checked, he has 37 likes on it, all right? Let's see. Okay, we're back on. Cool. Sorry about that. Almost lost that on Facebook real quick. All right. So let's create a like for me on Facebook, on YouTube. If you're on YouTube, like this page. Comment below if you have any questions with regards to real estate flipping and you want to learn more about that. Comment below. Let me know what you're thinking. Give me a thumbs up, okay, if you like this video. Share this video with your team members if you're already building a team and you feel like many of them are not duplicating or they're waiting for you before they make a move. You don't have to motivate them. Share videos like this with them to get them motivated, okay? And your time is not involved. I already did this, so you can just share it with them. Could you share it with them and get it going, and you keep moving with your own production. You have your own front line. Your own front line, you don't need no more than five, okay? I have one business right now that I have only one solid one, and that business is pulling in just the last month pulled in about $13,000, and only one front line, only one solid front line. And if you have, imagine if you have five of those and you create a system where you can produce, and then you create a system where they can also share to their front line, and you can have multiple front lines, you can build a huge organization. I need to find out how many people are in my organization in that business, and I can share that with you guys on my next lesson on leverage. But in the meanwhile, if you want to learn this stuff, you want to learn the fundamentals, you want to go to myempirepro.com. Okay, you can see a link around this video somewhere. I'll put a link in the comment area or something. And you want to myempirepro.com is where you want to go, and you will see a link to download the book. Get the book, it's absolutely free, there's no catch. Okay, but if you want to reach out to me, you want a coaching, you want a special call, you want a one-on-one coaching or something, you can go to myempirepro.com/coaching to learn more about that. myempirepro.com/coaching if you want my personal coaching, you want me to help you with your business, your lifestyle, relationship, attraction, real estate, anything like that. I have some good experience with those things, and I can help you. Been on the outside as a coach through that system. myempirepro.com/coaching is where you want to go if you want to sign up for coaching. If you want the book, it's absolutely free. Go download the book right now, myempirepro.com. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I will see you on the next one. Peace.